London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. An explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno, killing at least 100 people and injuring many others. The fire ignited Thursday at a gas plant in the town of Nui when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Early reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. Ali Okechukwu is a police spokesman.
We found six corpses lying at the, you know, perimeter fencing of this company. Also, a mother and a child were also discovered certified dead from the building you can see over there, close to the gas plant here.
The fire raged for hours, consuming nearby buildings and engulfing the town in black clouds of billowing smoke. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Pakistan Friday in the first visit by an Indian prime minister in more than a decade. Modi stressed the importance of the countries in the region uniting against terrorists.
All of us in the region, India, Pakistan, Iran, and others, must unite in trust and cooperation behind this common purpose.
It remains to be seen how Modi's call for partnership against terrorism will go over. In the past, there has been limited cooperation, especially between Afghanistan and Pakistan, in reigning in the Taliban. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A powerful earthquake struck South Asia Friday night. The U.S. Geological Survey reported that the quake measured at a magnitude of 6.2 and was centered in the Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan near the town of Fayyazabad. The shaking was felt in Kabul, as well as Peshawar, Islamabad, and as far away as New Delhi. There were no reports of immediate damage or injuries. An airstrike near the Syrian capital Damascus on Friday killed top rebel commander Zahran Aluch, who led one of the most powerful groups fighting against President Bashar Assad's government. Opposition activists said Aluch was one of the most powerful rebel commanders and his group controls large parts of the Damascus suburbs. The Army of Islam faction is the most powerful group fighting the government forces as well as the Islamic State group near Damascus. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian planes. The UN Children's Fund warns poor rainfall and the El Nino